Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Today, the president's plan to change an amendment and what happened to a famous mob boss, plus Google's giveaway, Uber's monthly subscription, and Game of Thrones. Those stories and many more in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Wednesday, October 31st. Happy Halloween. You ready? Let's do this. President Trump says he doesn't like that babies born on U.S. soil automatically have the right to be a U.S. citizen, even if their parents are not citizens. And here's the key. President Trump told Axios on HBO that he plans to sign an executive order to get rid of that rule, even saying, quote, it'll happen. But it's not just controversial. This is up for debate if it's even legal. Some say it's unconstitutional because the 14th Amendment of the Constitution says everyone born in the U.S. is a citizen. Experts told the Washington Post that the president alone with an executive order cannot make that change, that he would need Congress to do it. And even though the president said, quote, we're the only country in the world where that's possible, the Post says more than 30 countries, including Canada and Mexico, have similar policies. Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan even said he's not on board with it and it's not legally possible. But others say the 14th Amendment was intended for children born in the U.S. to parents who are already legal citizens, not to people in the country illegally. So it seems if President Trump does follow through and signs an order like this, it'll ultimately end up in a court fight. For now, it's just causing a lot of talk and debate. To be continued. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump were in Pittsburgh yesterday. They visited the Tree of Life Synagogue, where 11 people were shot and killed last Saturday. The president's daughter Ivanka and son-in-law Jared Kushner, who are Jewish, were also there. The Hill reports Trump met with some first responders, as well as a widow of one of the victims. But USA Today reports he also faced about 1,000 protesters who had signs like, words matter. And none of the local politicians joined him. Yesterday was one of the first funerals for victims there. But the Wall Street Journal said some members of a Pittsburgh Jewish community welcomed him and thanked him for his support of Israel and for showing support while they grieve. As the New York Times put it, Pittsburgh united in grief and support for each other, but was split about the president's visit. So the FBI is apparently investigating now whether or not someone was offering women money to make false sexual assault claims against Robert Mueller. Remember, Mueller is the special counsel in charge of the Russia investigation, looking into whether anyone colluded with Russia before the 2016 election. Well, The Atlantic and now other media outlets report a woman emailed journalists telling them that a GOP activist named Jack Berkman offered her $20,000 to make false claims. While she says she said no, Berkman has since said someone will reveal sexual assault claims against Mueller later this week. Berkman is a talk radio host who has discussed conspiracy theories in the past. Again, the FBI is now investigating. He was one of America's most wanted men, but now James Whitey Bulger has died in a federal prison. His death is under investigation as a homicide. Bulger was a Boston gangster who then had a corrupt relationship with the FBI as an informant until he spent 16 years on the most wanted list. Eventually, he was caught at the age of 81. The movie The Departed was inspired by him. He was serving 2 life sentences for 11 murders when he died this week. He was 89. Say goodbye to Kepler. NASA's well-known Kepler Space Telescope is officially retiring forever. It ran out of fuel. But not before helping to discover thousands of planets beyond our solar system and spending nearly a decade in space. Kepler launched back in 2009. At that time, NASA said it was equipped with the largest digital camera for space observation, and it lasted longer than expected. NASA told The Verge, Kepler helped change how we think about the universe. A quick break now for this week's sponsor, HelloFresh, a meal kit delivery service that makes dinner simple, convenient, and fun, and of course, tasty. I never feel like I have enough time to make a full meal, but with HelloFresh, I only need 30 minutes in the kitchen, no planning, no shopping, no finding a recipe. Instead, all the pre-measured ingredients I need, along with step-by-step recipe cards, are delivered right to my door. And if I go on vacation, no worries, I just pause the subscription while I'm away. And there are meal plan options, classic, veggie, and family. One of my favorite meals was the veggie-loaded orzo and sausage with zucchini, tomatoes, and bell pepper. It was colorful, filling, and nutritious. My husband was a fan too. So go ahead and give HelloFresh a try. You can get $60 off. That's $20 off your first three boxes. Go to HelloFresh.com/newsworthy60 and enter the promo code newsworthy60 at checkout. That's HelloFresh.com, newsworthy60, and enter the code newsworthy60. It's like getting six meals for free. Enjoy. Now, back to the news. Uber just launched a new monthly subscription plan. The Verge reports Uber's monthly plan is called Ride Pass, and for now it's only available in five cities. But here's what it looks like. For $14.99 a month, or $24.99 in Los Angeles, sorry LA, riders can avoid surge pricing. So they get locked in flat rates on rides for the month. Uber claims this will save you up to 15% on travel, and once you sign up to pay the monthly fee, you can then track your savings to make sure it's actually worthwhile. It's out now in LA, Austin, Orlando, Denver, and Miami. Remember, earlier this month, we talked about Lyft offering up a subscription service as well, but that one lets you pay one fee for up to 30 $15 rides a month. The self-driving unit of Google's parent company has the green light now to start sending self-driving cars out on the streets of California with no safety backup driver, no humans inside at all. TechCrunch reports Waymo is the first company to get the permit in California, and the company says it'll only be testing cars for now in certain neighborhoods in Silicon Valley. But these driverless cars aren't open to the public just yet, and California is not the first state to let this happen. Arizona gets that title. Google wants to give away $25 million, but it's only for projects that will use artificial intelligence to make a better, more humane society. The AP reports it's a new Google grant program called AI for Social Good. The hope is to ease concerns about AI taking away jobs or even becoming military killing machines. Instead, Google will contribute to projects that will use the computer tool for good. And it's not the only company thinking this way. For example, Microsoft has previously dedicated $115 million for its AI for Good initiative. Okay, so here's what came out of yesterday's Apple event: a new iPad Pro, MacBook Air, and a new Mac Mini. Bloomberg says the MacBook Air got an upgrade for the first time in 8 years, but it is pricier than past versions. It will now have a high-res Retina display, and the border around the screen is thinner. It's also made out of 100% recycled aluminum. TechCrunch says the new iPad Pro also has improvements to the display. As expected, it uses Face ID now to unlock it. And there's a new Apple Pencil that magnetically attaches to the top of the iPad Pro. But sorry, no word of upgraded AirPods, at least not this time. New details about the new Game of Thrones prequel. Deadline reports Naomi Watts has signed on to a lead role. The new series is set to take place thousands of years before the Game of Thrones we know now, and none of the actors from the current show will be part of that one. The final season of the current Game of Thrones on HBO is coming in 2019. Also, Deadline reports famed filmmaker Ava DuVernay says she's making a documentary about Prince for Netflix. Well, as you know, it is Halloween today, and a lot of people have spent a lot of money on the holiday. Overall, Halloween spending this year in the U.S. is expected to reach a total of $9 billion, and those celebrating will spend an average of $90 a person. So that's everything from costumes to candy. And speaking of costumes, the number one kids' costume this year is a princess. For adults, it's a witch. And pets, a pumpkin. Happy Halloween. And that's it. Thank you so much for listening. Of course, you can read more about all the topics on today's show. Just go to thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. So I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.